This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Alan Shoebridge, the Director of Marketing and Communications at Salinas Valley Medical Center, and Dean Brow. Dean is one of the co-founders of Feedback, a market research firm. They're going to talk to us today principally about a new book they've authored and some of the key concepts around that. Let me start by asking each of them to introduce themselves. Alan, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us the title of the book, then I'll ask Dean to do the same thing, to introduce himself?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. This is Alan Shoebridge. I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications at Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System. And we recently released a new book called Don't You Forget About Gen X, One Generation's Crucial Role in Healthcare. And we're really excited about this book, and I think it's going to have a lot of applicability to our colleagues in the healthcare field in terms of planning, research, marketing, and really talking about how Gen X, due to their life stage, is really the target audience that healthcare organizations should be thinking about right now.
Thank you. And Dean, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
You bet. So my name is Dean Brow. I'm the principal and co-founder of Feedback, a market research firm based in Richmond, Virginia, and our specialization is social listening and digital ethnography. And we're really excited. I mean, Don't You Forget About Gen X is titled that way in part because we very often are forgotten, sometimes literally, because of all the chatter around the other generations. But part of the book not only focuses on the importance of healthcare, but also how to just look at generations differently. And we're really excited to get it out there.
Thank you, and magnificent. Take a moment. Alan, let me ask you, who is Gen X? What is that age range that Gen X today about?
Well, that's the perfect question, because I think, as Dean was saying, you know, often we get left out of the conversation. So if you didn't know about it, Gen X are people who were born between 1965 and 1980. So right now they're between 40 and 55 years old. And in that life stage, they're really becoming the people who are the target consumers. We talk about them as being people who are kind of like almost like what we say as a triple threat for healthcare. They're, you know, coordinating their care of their parents in many cases here. They're taking care of their own healthcare needs. And also they're dealing with the care for their children. So they're really in that life stage right now of consuming a lot of healthcare. And so, you know, we have conversations about who healthcare systems should really be thinking about in their service right now. And today it is Gen X. Again, 40 to 55 years old. There's about 65 million of them in the United States. So it's amazing how often they get left out of the conversation, because they are really truly the core consumers of healthcare right now.
And Dean, let me ask you a question. Our producers in our early 20s, I believe, I'm in the, you know, I just miss being a Gen X because I'm a little bit too old to be a Gen X. I'm a little offended, but it's okay. Why should, you know, our producer, myself, our audience, you know, it's sort of the 40 to 55, you know, they're kids to me. They're senior citizens to our producer. Why should we care about Gen X?
Well, it's funny. I'm actually, I kind of similarly, and this is the perspective I come from, I have all generations in my house. I'm a Gen Xer married to a millennial. I have a Gen Z 16-year-old daughter, and I have a generation no-name one-year-old right now. So we're like the UN in my house of generational differences. And so I think that actually starts to set up, I think, the conversation on why we need to care, which is, Gen X, given the age range and like what Alan was talking about, are in a lot of leadership positions right now, if you're talking about it from a purely like workplace standpoint. But at the same time, they're, you know, from a life stage standpoint, in that perfect place from a healthcare that you really got to pay attention and how they're modeling for other people. I mean, remember, millennials, if we go, you know, if we're as young as 40 from Gen X, that means millennials are 39. So that means there's millennials now who they've got their kids in schools and potentially even in college. So they're going to be acting actually more like Gen Xers. And so part of it is just really keeping an eye on that life stage. And it's just really important, especially with everything written about millennials and everything written about boomers, to not forget about this really large slice that's really influential right now, whether we're talking about administrators or whether we're talking about the patients.
So as I understand it, the generation behind, or at least the generation in their 20s, is just sort of evolving into the workplace and everything like that, and lots written about them and talking about them. the boomers have sort of had their time and they've really messed it up in a lot of ways. I mean, if you consider Biden and Trump both boomers, we sort of messed up this generation. So it is what it is. Not a negative on either one of them, but it's sort of a mess. So this generation is really the key generation now, because you're absolutely right. This is a generation that's all of our bosses are in leadership every place. And so how do we deal with this generation? What do we do to make them feel? I mean, it feels like you guys feel like the stepchild in my house, it's not treated well enough. How do we make this generation feel good and feel important, even though they're in all the leadership positions and the baby boomers got all the press before them?
Right. Well, you know, and that's something we talk about in the book is what is the right way to approach Gen X? What do they think about? And Dean had this really great term where he coined Gen X. He said, you know, we often get talked about as being skeptical or cynical, but we're actually just skeptical. And so part of it just becomes in terms of how do you think about talking to Gen X? What do they need? So, you know, I think we're the generation that really values facts, you know, over feelings. So talking about interacting with Gen X, the best thing you can do is provide information and evidence. And we talk about in the healthcare setting of, you know, it's not enough to just tell Gen X, a Gen X consumer, a Gen X worker, whatever, hey, we're the best. You know, we want to see it. We want to know what the evidence is behind that. We want to see what's proving that out. You know, we are also very loyal once we develop a relationship. And I think that's super important in the healthcare setting as well. When you're going to try to build a relationship with Gen X, again, you start with kind of developing that trust. You build that trust over time. And if you can do it, Gen X and the research we include in the book really shows that Gen X is more likely to stay brand loyal to your organization as an employee, to your organization as a potential healthcare consumer or a patient. And that's really the best way to go after that audience and sort of understand what we really value.
And let me ask you, Dean, some of your thoughts on the same question. How do we approach this as healthcare leaders? How do we approach this generation? How do we target this?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things, and one thing that Alan just brought up, I think it's worth kind of plumbing a bit, is this idea of trust and credibility. And that's one of the things that in the book we really kind of really pick at quite a bit, because it's about overcoming what for them are some significant barriers to trust. I mean, they really need facts. They like expertise, but they want to see that. They want to see that credibility verified. And I think that's an important kind of point here, because that kind of points to transparency to a certain extent, maybe not complete transparency, but it's the idea of this, you know, being able to, you know, flesh out your logic, whether it's showing how you got to certain answers. It's about not, you know, gilding Lily maybe with, you know, really flowery messaging. But this idea that this trust is going to grow from verifiable credibility, I think is huge. And we've got some research in there that both my firm's done. We got research in there from SPM, their Consumer Compass. And it really, it's amazing to see how, whether it's their peers talking, whether it's how they look at reviews, they are constantly looking for that verification. And like Alan says, once they choose you though, man, they'll be loyal to the end, but it's just going to, it's going to may take a little bit to impress them and get on their, get on that list, that trust list.
Thank you. And where do people find your book? Where do they find this book? Don't Forget About Gen X. I mean, it's I never forget about Gen X, because there's so many in our lives, the Gen X's. But where do we find this book?
Well, it's real easy. You can find it on Amazon, and you can just Google it. You can put the title in Amazon, and you'll find it right away. So we made it easy for people to find, and we hope that they'll enjoy it. I think there's a lot of good information here. And again, for anyone who is involved in healthcare, or just, I think the book goes beyond. I mean, obviously the framing of the book is a lot in healthcare, but we cover a lot of other things about the generation, just basic things that are going on in society right now, kind of provide some history. We also write chapters about all the other generations, so there's plenty for everyone in the book. And again, super easy to find just by looking on Amazon.
And it's sort of like the camp newsletter. All that somebody wants to see is their own generation, their own names. So you touch on the other generations too. And Dean, you and Alan, writing a book together, did you come away closer? Did you come away wanting to shoot each other? How did that work out?
I have to say, and I hopefully Alan would agree, I think when we got done writing the final amount of the book, we kind of couldn't believe that it went as fast or was as copacetic and easy as it was. So thankfully, I think we actually came out the other side not hating each other.
I totally disagree. I can't stand it. It's the first time I've talked to him in months.
It is what it is. That itself is a feat, so we're thrilled for you. Don't forget about Gen X, Alan Shoebridge, Dean Brow. We've had Alan on before, tremendously well-liked and a great speaker. Dean, so thrilled to get to meet you on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we wish you guys great luck with this.
All right, thank you. Really appreciate it.